And now, finally, the tenth factor in dealing with discouragement is that of feeling that there is nothing that can be done about a given situation. Some years ago in the city of Chicago, a young newspaper reporter was called in by his boss and told that if he did not go out and bring in some stories, that he would be fired from his job. The young man left the paper that night, fearful of losing his job, and proceeded to get himself drunk. He got so drunk that he wound up lying on the curb, dead drunk. As he lay there, he noticed the manhole of a sewer being raised. And coming out of the sewer were three people. One was dressed like a prince, one was dressed like a king, and one was dressed like a princess. When he saw all this, he thought surely he was having hallucinations. He picked himself up and finally wiggled his way home. The next morning, he went downstairs and bought a morning paper. In screaming headlines, he read the big Chicago theater fire. These three people were not hallucinations. They were real people. What happened was that a fire broke out in the theater. These three people were downstairs in the basement. When they heard there was a fire in the theater proper, they opened a door and noticed that it led into the sewer. They continued in the sewer until they saw a manhole, then came up to the street through the manhole. I am sure that you see the point of this story. Just as those three people found a way out of that theater fire, so you will find there is always a way out of your trouble. If you keep yourself calm, you will find the right way out. If you let yourself get upset and excited, you will find the wrong way out. Yes, as awful and as destructive as discouragement can be, there is always a way out, a better way out, a better way of life, and a better mental attitude to make life worth the living. And now I would like to close with a classic story that tells so much to all of us. The story is told about two frogs. They were playing around a vat of cream. Before they realized what had happened, they both fell into the vat. One of the frogs, after swimming for a while, said, "This will never do. I'll never get out of this mess." So he sank to the bottom, and that was his end. The second frog said, "No, I'll keep swimming until I don't have an ounce of strength left." So he kept on swimming and swimming and swimming. And finally, the vat of cream turned into a vat of butter. Then the second frog found himself sitting high and dry on top of the vat of butter. Yes, my friends, if we choose to keep on going, keep on swimming, keep on digging 3 feet deeper, we will win the struggle with discouragement. Once we do, life can be a grand and glorious venture.